Hey everybody, welcome to the Faith and Fandom podcast, and it's been a minute since we actually did a podcast, and that is because life has been bananas. Right before the last podcast, I was preparing to head to Dragon Con, and life has pretty much been steamrolling ever since Dragon Con, and tonight's actually the first night I've caught a breath where I could sit down for more than 30 minutes and do anything. So, just gonna talk to myself here and you for a minute. It's just me tonight. My schedule hasn't been the only one, but, we're working on actually bringing some people onto the podcast anytime now. We've got Fayetteville Comic Con coming up quick and NC Comic Con right behind that. So I'm hoping to spend some good time with some great creators and artists and friends and have some really cool dialogue with you. But for those of you who actually care and just want to hear some thoughts on Dragon Con, Fayetteville Comic Con, a new panel I'm starting at shows, some books I've been reading, Death Note, Dark Knight Metal, Westworld, and some other things, hang out with me and, you know, ride in your whip and turn up your 808s to the sweet, sweet bass of my voice and whatever that means. But so thank you for listening. Thank you for joining. And we're in that season now where con season is basically done in the next month for me. And this is the time where I normally start grinding pretty heavy on writing the next book. And I'm not quite on a place where I'm grinding heavy with it, but it will in the near future have to start kicking up. Before I do that, I'm actually working on a book called 10 Things I Learned from Sucking at Student Ministry. And I'm going to finish that before I really focus on Faith and Fandom. But it's been a good haul. Now let me just start out with Dragon Con. I officially was not ready for Dragon Con and what that turned out to be and what I experienced. I wasn't ready for that. Now I will say this, a huge shout out to Candace Davis. She is one of my favorite con family, and Candace prepared a goodie bag, a survival kit for what I would need to actually live through Dragon Con. And man, it had everything from like a spare t-shirt and a water bottle to like antifungal cream or something. I mean, it was, there's a lot going on in this survival bag, and I super appreciated the fact that she took time to actually prepare that for me. But literally she met me on the ground the minute things got started, because we didn't get a hotel in Atlanta. Wasn't sure how that hotel situation worked, which, yeah, I grasp it now, but I'm still not sure if I'm willing to pay the dollars that it would take to do that. But my wife dropped me off in downtown Atlanta, and Candace met me on the street corner and walked me in, showed me the ropes. And I'll just say this, if your Comic-Con experience has been limited to anything in the Carolinas, you aren't ready. SuperCon was probably one of the larger one day or weekend things I'd seen outside of Heroes, and SuperCon was nothing, absolutely nothing compared to what Dragon Con was. And within the first 30 minutes I said I'd never go back. But I already bought my badge for next year, so we'll see if I wasted $80 or if I go and have a phenomenal time. It was a really good experience. I'll say this, though. I don't recommend going alone. Even if you know you have friends there, I don't recommend going unless you have someone that you're actually tagging along with. Or maybe that's just me, but I'm not super well-functioning by myself. My insecurities, my anxieties, and things like that kind of well up way too fast. But it was really cool to see some people there again. I got to see a Lady Wolf cosplay, who was a super sweet lady, and hadn't seen her in a long while, so that was neat. got to meet cosplayers like That's So Laurel, people who I've only seen on Instagram. Got to see Jackie Craft again, the always wonderful Jackie, and got to sit in on her cosplay Melee panel. And it was neat, you know, walking into a panel at Dragon Con and hearing my name being called from, you know, the stage. So that was cool. So, she's a cool lady. And hearing what they went through on the show was pretty eye-opening, actually. But even though, like, we're in the same vicinity, it's hard to even link up with people there. Candace and Russell were super cool to actually, like, help feed me while I was there and everything like that. But, man, it was a good experience. Oh, and I got to see Deb was there. Deb Ulmer, who is always great. But I ran into a few people there that I knew. But, you know, then there was the infinite amount of celebrities, like meeting Nathan Fillion, meeting Matt Smith, which, by the way, I failed at life with Matt Smith, because Matt Smith is not a handshaker. And I went in for the handshake when I walked in the room, and he awkwardly drew back and then offered me the fist bump. And, you know, hurt my soul that I messed that up and got the fist bump instead of the handshake. And it was super, super, super awkward. But it was, you know, okay. But it was awkward. And so I don't recommend, you know, trying to shake Matt Smith's hand. So, yeah. That's where I'm at with that. But then meeting Zachary Levi, I talked to Zachary Levi about the Relevant Magazine article that he had done, where he had hosted a house church for a number of years, and told him, you know, about faith. And it was really neat to see Zachary Levi's tone change from just "I'm the cool hip celebrity" to actually switching into Christian mode. And, you know, all of a sudden he starts saying things about "God bless me" and stuff like that. And it was neat. But he actually took Faith and Fandom Volume 2, which has a Chuck chapter, which I'm really hoping, you know, maybe he'll read it. Maybe it'll encourage him. I don't know. But that was the end game. And, you know, I got to give Zachary Levi my book. I did see Alex Kingston there as well, but I was too nervous to ask her if she even looked at the Faith and Fandom books. But whatever, you know, there's some other cool people I met were, the voice of Space Ghost was there, and that was neat. He's a goofball. There are a lot of other celebrities there too that I thought was neat to see them, but I wouldn't pay to meet them. And I didn't realize that I wouldn't pay to meet them until I stood in front of them, like Gaius Baltar from Battlestar. I just didn't care to pay $30 to take a photo with him. Even Trisha Hamburger Helper. Trisha Helfer, who plays Six in Battlestar Galactica. Even her, I didn't pay to really meet her, which surprised me. But I did meet Wallace Shawn, I believe his name was, and he's the inconceivable guy from Princess Bride, and that was really neat meeting him. He was just a sweet, sweet old man. And I met Chewbacca, and Chewbacca, man, he looked rough. He looked super old. Of course he's super old. I mean, he was way past his prime when he made Star Wars in the 70s, so I get it, he's super old, but I wasn't ready for how weathered Chewbacca was. And, if you've ever seen Pawn Stars, he looks like the old man from Pawn Stars now, and just a taller version, and that's kind of sad. But it was still really neat meeting him. One of the other things, though, I saw that I hated, though, and it hurt my heart, was the religious protesters screaming and being hurtful to people. I hated that so much, and it hurt my heart, and it made me want to be violent. It made me want to flip out in my own self-righteousness and tackle them. And I know that gets us nowhere, but man, I really, really hated it. But it was nice seeing Game Church have a place at this and that Game Church was involved at Dragon Con, but that religious protester dude literally made me consider getting a booth there. So, like, I never wanted to be at Dragon Con, but I might go to Dragon Con now just to be a counterbalance to that negative faith culture that is present there. So we'll see how that goes. I know Game Church has it held down, but you know, that thought crossed my mind afterwards. But I was pretty exhausted from the whole experience, and you know, it really made me question a lot about con life and everything else. But it was a good experience, and I'm glad that it's done. I have my ticket for next year, and depending on what life looks like, I'll either go or I won't. I met a lot of people that I wanted to meet, and there aren't many people left on my list alive that I actually care to meet. So it may be that I wasted $80, but we'll see. We'll see how that turns out. But with Dragon Con out of the bag, or out of the way, Fayetteville Comic Con is a big show coming up, and I love Fayetteville Comic Con, and I promote it heavy. It's probably one of the shows I promote the heaviest, but it's because I do genuinely have affection for it. It's my local show. Outside of the little Lumberton Mall shows, it's my closest to home show. They're super cool to me as an organization, and I get a large amount of input on how some of the things go there. But, you know, it'll be cool to see how Fayetteville goes. Fayetteville was hard to gauge last year because Fayetteville last year took place right after the flood. And it's hard to gauge the success of a con after a flood. But this year is looking pretty baller. There's four Dragon Ball Z voice actors. So Chris Sabat, I don't remember her name, but the lady who played Frieza. I'm gonna skip trying to name these people's names, but the dude who plays Broly, Trunks, Frieza, and Vegeta/Piccolo/Shenron are all gonna be there, and I'm honestly super pumped to meet Vegeta. That's the top of my list, is to meet Vegeta and to do that. And it's really neat that I'm gonna meet Vegeta at my local show instead of having to travel a million miles to do so. But after that, NC Comic Con is my last big show for the year. I think I've got a show lined up in Myrtle Beach in December, but I'm not 100% sure on what that's going to do or how that's going to pan out. So I'm looking forward to it. But Fayetteville, I'm hoping to do some fun, some new stuff out there. Really just kind of reevaluate what we do next year as far as merch, as far as how the booth is set up. It's about time for me to have a new banner. It's about time. It's definitely time. I have to replace my trunks, the stuff that carries our books, because they are literally decrepit and falling apart, and I don't know if they'll make it through one more show. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Fayetteville, NC Comic Con, just to be around the people. Honestly, I love being around the people with NC Comic Con and seeing people. There's cosplayers like Emery Rose Cosplay and Miss Faye that are doing a Smash Brothers villains group cosplay. Like Emery Rose is going to be Ganondorf, Miss Faye is going to be Bowser. I'm probably going to dress as Mario just so I can get abused. And that'll be neat. But I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to those shows. But again, it's one of those things, just like Dragon Con, I recommend, you know, bring a person with you to a show. Bring somebody to enjoy it with. It's the same difference between me being at a booth by myself or me having Vincent or somebody else with me at a booth, because it literally makes the show a million times more better when you have someone to go with. So just in general, con experience, or, you know, with life in general, take someone with you. Take someone and, you know, enjoy their responses and their reactions to the con as much as your own. And that's just good life advice. That's what River said to the doctor when Amy and Rory were taken, you know, what matters is this doctor. Never travel alone. And so, you know, don't travel alone, even if you're going to a Comic-Con. It's a big deal. A cool new thing that have coming is I started pitching. Well, with panels, I'm not the biggest advocate for trying to do panels just because I feel awkward pitching myself for other people to listen to me. Kind of like I'm pitching myself on a podcast for you to listen to me. But I feel awkward pitching myself for others to listen to me. And it wasn't really until... Well, you know, I pitched to some other shows. Like, I've pitched to do a Faith and Fandom panel at Heroes Con, and that's never really flown. And NC Comic Con, Bull City, and Oak City already have a Finding God in Comics panel that Will Rose and Chris Poyer do, and it's fantastic. But they've already got that covered, and usually I'm at home doing my Sunday morning church service while they're doing that. So, you know, I don't pitch my panels a lot. Pitching one to SuperCon was a last minute whim, and it turned out to be phenomenal. So I'm going to pitch more panels to more places. I'm going to step out and be bolder in that. I'm going to step out and do that. But a new panel I'm pitching to shows, is doing a Fanboy Face-Off panel, which if you know me or know our work, Fanboy Face-Off was one of the shows that I was hired to script for Clever Movies. It's a subsidiary of Defy Media. It eventually became Screen Junkies News. And if you look on any of my videos now, it's got the Screen Junkies logo, so they officially own all of my work now. But Fanboy Face-Off was a debate show where hosts, hip, trendy, visually appealing hosts, would debate which superheroes or villains or franchises would win in a fight. And my job was to be the man behind the curtain and actually script all of their dialogue and fights. And so what I'm going to do with this panel is we're going to let people in the audience pick two characters, or I'll assign them two characters for them to battle over, and we're going to let the audience decide. We'll give out prizes. It'll be cool. So I think that's going to go down at NC Comic Con Bull City. I've already pitched it to SuperCon. Fayetteville isn't being the most open for panels just because they don't have a lot of space. And they've already, all of their guests get panels, so it's harder to squeeze that in. But I'm going to start pitching that along with Faith and Fandom panels and see how that takes off. So if you want to have a knockdown, drag-out debate over which heroes or villains would win in a fight, get ready, because I'm going to, you know, I'm going to moderate this junk till I'm blue in the face. So that's going to be cool. Another thing I'm doing right now is I'm doing Inktober, which I always attempt to do Inktober for the last couple years, and I always poop out on it and get tired and stop. But Inktober is the process of drawing a new drawing every day for the month of October, and there are prompts to do that. So if you look on the Faith and Fandom Facebook page, you'll see that I'm doing this, but I'm doing them along the lines of a Faith and Fandom meme. So doing something nerdy with scripture, but I'm trying to, whatever the prompt word is, find that in a Bible verse and paint an image or sketch an image that's really going along with that. So I'll just challenge you. We're only a few days into October. We are, what is this? October 3rd is when I'm recording this, which reminds me I need to pay my car insurance. So, if you listen to this podcast, you can hit me up in the next day or two and say, Hector, did you pay your car insurance? Cause that's important. But Inktober is just a neat way to express yourself and to challenge yourself. Cause I am not a visual artist. I never claimed to be, but it's a good challenge to be pushed in a new direction with that. So I would encourage you, even if you're if you pick this up halfway through October, seriously, get on that and try Inktober. Try seeing what that would look like for you to challenge yourself to draw and share it with the world. So it's a good experience. I know several people that are doing it now because I shared it, and not that you need to do what I do, but it's amazing how often you sharing your experiences, you sharing your experiences can cause others to step forward in things. You know, honestly, one of the things that really pushed me to even starting Faith and Fandom as a book was the fact that my friend Rose published a single chapter of a thriller on Kindle, and I saw how she did it, and I honestly had the thought, well, if she can do it, I can do it. And so I published my books, and I know several people that have gone down the road of publishing their books because they saw that I pulled it off. So seriously, share your heart, share your art, share your talents, share these things, because if you do, you could really inspire someone else to pull something off, or they could just see how you took an idea and made it something new. I started a web series for a while. It was my project before Faith and Fandom, and I started that because I saw Felicia Day start her web series, and I really liked just the concept of what she was doing. So I did that. There's a free soundtrack in Faith and Fandom Volume 3 because Donald Miller put a free soundtrack in the book Scary Close, and I really loved that idea. So I would just encourage you, if you've got skills, if you've got talents, don't be afraid to share them. Don't be afraid to put that forward, because I promise you, you have a unique perspective and opinion and viewpoints. And even if you're doing something someone else has already done, the way you do it could seriously inspire or change someone to move forward with that. I'm not going to stay on here crazy long because it is just me and I don't want to absorb all of your time, but I will tell you this. I finished the campaign on Destiny 2, and there will be a Destiny 2 chapter in Book 5, which, by the way, if you're listening to this, and obviously you're listening to this, otherwise you wouldn't hear me say this, if you have a good idea for the name of Book 5, holler at me. Please make a suggestion, because right now, all I've got is Faith and Fandom, the final chapter until the next one, or Faith and Fandom 5, final chapter until the next one, because, you know, I want a good name. I knew what I wanted Book 4 to be named before I even made Book 2, but Book 5, I need a good name for. But there will be a Destiny 2 chapter in there, and because there was honestly a lot of really good stuff in Destiny 2. The gameplay was much... Well, you know what? The gameplay is honestly a lot of the same. But the heart and the dialogue and the campaign and story is much better. But I'm enjoying it a lot. I only stopped playing Destiny 2 because I got onto Samus Returns. And that junk was bananas. I'm telling you, Samus Returns was ridiculously fun. It was challenging. It was fun gameplay. Man, the stuff they put in the background, the stuff that they put in the background of that game was just beautiful. And I love a game that can make me feel like an idiot and a genius within 30 minutes. Because I feel like an idiot because I can't figure something out. Then I feel like a genius because I'm so smart that I figured it out. But the gameplay was wonderful. And I highly recommend, if you've got a 3DS, pick up Return of Samus and just play through that stuff. It was great. But now that I'm done with that, I'm back on Destiny 2, kind of grinding away with that. So I don't have a lot of game plans of future purchases. I know I'm going to get the new Mario. And beyond that, I don't have a lot of big games planned for 2017. I'm not the always big gamer, but I did enjoy Destiny 2, and I'm looking forward to some more stuff coming out on the Switch, and that'll be nice. On some reading material, right now our church is actually rereading What on Earth Am I Here For? The Purpose Driven Life book. And if you are interested, they have free copies of that to download on PDF, which is cool. But we're doing that. I'm also reading Batman, Detective Comics, Walking Dead, and the whole Batman Metal series. And the Batman Metal series is seeming a little out there, but I'll tell you this, the issue, Batman Red Death, the one where he interacts with the Flash, that was a good book. That was a good comic. And I'm also, yeah, I'd say that that's one of my favorite comics I'm reading right now. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I did also watch the entire anime of Death Note. And I wasn't like enthralled with the story 100% because it feels like they started out with a cool concept and then they're just kind of meandering for a little bit. But I did really love the characters. I really enjoyed L. I really enjoyed a lot of aspects of it, and there'll probably be a Death Note section in the next book as well. I did a video on YouTube or on Facebook called Death Note in the Book of Life, and that'll probably be what I do to expand upon that. But yeah, the new X-Men series started yesterday, and I look forward to checking that out eventually. I pretty much have no desire to watch Marvel's Inhumans, other than the fact that Ramsay Bolton is one of the characters on it, and that's kind of the only reason I would watch it. But I never even made it to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2. Like, I missed all of Agent Carter, I missed all of that, and I failed because, yeah, I let all of ABC's Marvel stuff slide. I literally haven't seen anything past the first episode of Season 2 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Missed Agent Carter. Missed, yeah, I missed a lot. But I feel like I'm also missing all of the other TV because I'm super duper behind on everything the CW does. I've never seen Supergirl. And now they're about to drop, you know, Black Lightning. They're about to drop Black Lightning. I haven't seen anything on The Flash since the season finale of 2 or 3. Yeah, whatever. It's been a while. I haven't seen Arrow in forever. Legends of Tomorrow, I haven't watched anything past the first 2 episodes. There's just too much superhero TV to keep up with, which I'm going to be appearing on Charlotte CW's Super Chat on October 18th, which means I'll have to catch up at least to the point of YouTubing some stuff to catch up and figure out where I'm at. I'm going to have to do that because I need to figure out what's going on so I don't get on live TV and completely spoil the fact that I have no idea what I'm talking about, which is kind of how to roll anyway. Well, that's coming up on October 18th. So I'm gonna get off of here because I'm gonna play some Destiny and I'm gonna edit this and I'm gonna post my Inktober post and I'm gonna do all those productive things. And but I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for reading the books. I really look forward to seeing you at some Comic Cons. If you got time to come see me, I will be at Fayetteville Comic Con on October 21st and 22nd. I will be at I'm looking through my stuff. Jacksonville Comic Con on November 4th. That's for, yep, I will be there. I will be at NC Comic Con on November 10th and 11th. I will probably stop by Super Famicom that Saturday of that show, which is November 18th, I believe. And December 2nd, I believe there's a Comic-Con in Myrtle Beach, so I should be there at that. But if you can make out the shows, I'd love to see you, love to hang out with you, and just to see what God is doing in your life and how I can help and bless you. And thank you for doing what you do. Oh, before I go, I wanted to give a shout out, a big shout out to Michelle Byers, I believe. I'm so bad with names. Hold on. She has been doing these cool things where she highlights. She bought a highlight journal Bible, or a journal Bible. Yeah, Michelle Byers. She bought a Bible that is for illustrating notes, and she's been turning these chapters of the book of the Bible into these huge, beautiful paintings with highlighters and stuff. But she's been doing it to either Faith and Fandom chapters or stuff like that, or she's even gone off and started doing her own thing. And I just want to give a shout out to her because that's phenomenal. You should check out the Faith and Fandom page or the Instagram and check out her amazing work with that. But that's Michelle Byers, and she is super cool with that. Hopefully next time you hear me, you'll be hearing me with Vincent or Lyle Pollard or Michael Watkins or LJ Bowens or Cartier Jesus or Marshall Lakes. Or the Kellys. There's a whole bunch of people I want to get on the podcast now that things are going to die down a little bit sooner. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being awesome. And I look forward to seeing you soon.